Time to close it now. The podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
Five, four, three, two, one, go. All right, so here's the deal. Every great story has a rise, a climax, and a resolution. Think about it like a movie. Movies would be super boring if they were flat the entire time. We're building up to something. Something big happens, and then it resolves. That's the storyline for every great story, every great movie, every book you've ever read, all of the things. So your sales appointment follows the same path, except most people will stop telling the story right at the climax, and that's why deals stall. That's why the conversation from that point forward is only about price. That's why emotions fade. That's where buyer's remorse comes in. That's where cancellations come in. That's where we have to talk them off of the ledge from canceling or moving to a smaller project. Today, we are going to talk about how to fix that. So when you understand how emotion, logic, and story all interact, what's going to happen is you're going to be able to control the pace, direction, and outcome of every sale. So stick around. This is going to be a really great episode. So before we get into that, if you're on YouTube, make sure go like and subscribe on YouTube. I've got my suit on today because I spoke at a local networking event. We talked about canvassing. We talked about the power of guerrilla marketing, being 5 mile famous, being your local hometown hero, all of those things. And so it's fun. So I'm still in trainer mode. I've got my sport coat on. And so good times. And so it's going to be fun. So let's toast this episode because this is going to be a great one. I know it's going to help you. And so what's in your cup today? I am hydrating with water. I'm on a big mission. I'm saying this out loud on the podcast because it helps hold me accountable. I decided to give myself the gift of abs this year. So I'm in a big journey right now. The gift of abs for Christmas. And so date of recording is October 23rd. So I've got time to get there as long as I stay intentional and focused. So what are you doing? What are you doing to improve your own health? If you're not intentionally improving, that means that you're unintentionally moving backwards. And I don't want to see that happen to you because you cannot be a top performer if the machine, which is your body, functions poorly. So make sure to get plenty of hydration in. You can't be a $1 million earner eating off the dollar menu. So I'm drinking water today. What's in your cup? Let's toast this episode and we'll get into it. I've got a couple quick announcements. Then we're going to crush some of these misconceptions here. So 3, 2, 1. All right. So let's get into some context here. Your sales appointment's like a movie, like we talked about. You are the storyteller and the guide. One of the things that I mentioned announcements. Real quick, one of the things I get asked a lot is, what do I do? How do I help people? With Close It Now, there's two ways that I help people. One is I do one-on-one sales coaching for the individual, and we can do that. We do that virtually. We meet every week for an ongoing sessions because, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day and neither was a top performer. So if you would like to talk about one-on-one coaching, what that looks like, reach out to me. I've got a couple spots on my calendar that are open. I also do on-site training for your company. I've never stepped foot on a location that the numbers didn't go up on average 20 to 30%, both close rates and average tickets. So that's what you can see out of your team, and it immediately pays for itself because of the lifetime value of your team that just increases how they serve at the highest level. So if you want to know more about that, Sam at closeitnow.net, go to the website, closeitnow.net. And then last couple things. One is, if you want your free guerrilla marketing guide, how to generate consistent leads year-round without spending a dime online, go to my other company's website, Door to Door Institute. That's D-O-O-R, the number 2, D-O-O-R, institute.com. That's the first thing that pops up. Fill out the form, and it will send it to you immediately with no delay. And so you get your free guide of how to be 5 Mile Famous, how to be your local hometown hero. And then also, last announcement, this is tied together. The Door to Door Institute, we have launched. We are in beta right now, so we're only taking 10 companies in the beta test mode. 4 of those spots are now reserved. So would you like us to come to your location and put appointments on your calendar no matter what time of year it is? If you want to know more about that, reach out to me. Again, that is at doortodoorinstitute.com. The same place you get the guerrilla marketing guide. And then the biggest announcement of all, the event for that, where we are going to show you, it's December 12th, we're going to show you how to implement door-to-door canvassing into your HVAC company, into your business. We're going to give you the roadmap and the guide for it. That is December 12th in Dallas, Texas. You can get that information on the website also. That's D-O-O-R, the number 2, D-O-O-R, institute.com. It's going to be a pretty small room, and we're limiting it to 50. So make sure you get your ticket and get to that event December 12th, because we're going to hand you the keys to the kingdom, how to have you decide when and how and what type of leads come into your business any time of the year, year round, without having to rely on super expensive methods like digital. We never know what you're going to get. If they change the algorithm today, you might be toast. So if that's your only way that you're getting business right now, you have to take control. And this is the very best way and the highest return on investment of how to do that. So get to the event December 12th in Dallas, Texas. Again, last time, Door to Door Institute. That's D-O-O-R, the number 2, D-O-O-R, institute.com. There are 6 beta test spots left. Make sure to grab one of those, because that is where you're going to get so much value and just be the first mover in your market that decided, I'm tired of being reactive and waiting for things to happen. I'm choosing how and when to make things happen for my business. So with that being said, let's get into some content today. So here's some context. Your sales appointment's like a movie. You are the storyteller. You're the tour guide. You get to create the narrative around how your appointment is going to go. So the emotional energy is going to build throughout your appointment. And the climax, that's the price reveal. That is where most people stop narrating. And so if you let story end at price, the only emotion left in the room is fear. And you cannot let that be the driving emotion that's left when you stop right there. So by the end of this episode, you'll know how to use emotion, logic, and human motivation to finish the story strong and lead your buyer confidently through the close. So first of all, we need to talk about what the emotional arc of every sale looks like. So let's break this down into some components. Number one, you've got the setup. This is rapport. This is a professional rapport, not necessarily personal rapport. I've got whole episodes on that, so go back and listen to those. Trust, that's where we're building trust. It's the discovery section. It's a calm beginning. We're establishing the characters. We're establishing the goals. So this is all in the setup. Number two is then we move into some rising action. So through the discovery, yes, that's figuring out all the pain points. That's the setup. Rising action is when we start presenting solutions. We're building tension. We're creating excitement. And then, of course, once we've hit the peak of that, the peak of the excitement of what we've presented and how it's going to look, then we hit the climax, which is the price reveal. This is the emotional peak of the appointment. And that's where most people stop, is stuck on price. So how many times have your clients been, that's all they talk about the second the price comes out? It turns into a commodity conversation. It turns into the guy down the road can do it cheaper. It turns into three biz. It turns into all these kind of things. Because we've left out number four. Number four is the resolution. This is where we're re-anchoring the emotion. So we stopped at logic. We've got to re-anchor the emotion. This is where clarity comes in. It's where safety comes in. And this is where the decision is made. So would you like to know some brain science behind this? Raise your hand if you do. I know you're in Drive Time University. Keep your hands on the wheel, but I know you do. So here's the thing. When we study emotion and the reason people make choices, the reason people take action for anything, take a physical fitness for one, it's hard to do, it's hard not, it's easy to do, it's easy not to do. The reason people don't do it until some life situation happens, they have a heart attack or whatever, they get into stage one diabetes, whatever it takes to motivate someone to start changing their habits, to take daily steps towards a better future, is because around 70% of the population are motivated to take action to avoid pain. Now, the difference is while only around 30% of the population act primarily towards pleasure. So this is why only such a small percentage of society reads books. They are in personal growth. They focus on their health and nutrition. It's such a small percentage of society for this reason. Just statistically, this is how people are wired. But what that also means is your story must include both sides of this conversation to have a truly robust sales conversation here. So pain is what they're moving away from. Pleasure is what they're moving forward towards. So pain starts the story, pleasure finishes it. Now, when your sales process includes both, now we're going to be speaking to 100% of buyers because everyone is wired this way. This is how the brain works. This is how a sales conversation looks. So we're breaking it down a little bit differently so you can understand it at a deeper level. So let's get into the emotional logic cycles of this process here. So, you know, here at Close It Now, I talk about this all the time. People buy on emotion, they justify that emotion with a piece of logic, and then they justify that logic with another piece of emotion. And most people leave off that second piece of emotion. So the first emotion is that spark of need, frustration, fear, desire to change the situation. I don't care what your vertical is, what your product is, what industry you're in, if you're selling doors, if you're selling garage doors, if it's roofing, if it's HVAC, if it's siding, if it's gutters, if it's windows, if whatever it is, a plumbing, if it's electrical, if it's solar, remodeling, it does not matter. The same thing applies no matter what you are doing. If it's closets, I met some people the other day, if it's interior design, it doesn't matter. It's the same thing. So the first emotion is the spark of need, that frustration, fear, or desire that they're wanting to change. The logic is the justification. This is when you're going to hear things like, that makes sense. This is the that makes sense part of it. Now, the second emotion, this is the validation. This is when we start hearing things like, and we want the emotion to be, this feels right. This feels like the right solution. So this makes sense and this feels right are two very different things, but you have to have them both to have a complete conversation. So the missing step here is when we stop at logic, we leave buyers hanging at the top of that emotional arc. It's like getting to the climax, but not quite finishing. This is where buyers, yes, I know how I said that and I know what you're thinking, but it's exactly the same thing. Isn't that frustrating? So this is where buyer's remorse lives. When you leave out the final emotion, the story ends in uncertainty. And that is why the logical brain says yes, but the emotional brain, the limbic system, still feels unsure. The tension causes second thoughts. It causes cancellations. Like I mentioned, it causes buyer's remorse, or those calls that come back and say, you know what, we still want to do this project. However, I think we need to move down to the lower option. How many of you have gotten those phone calls? Then we have to either talk them off the ledge or at very least save the sale. This is what happens because logic agrees, but emotion commits. Logic agrees that it's the right thing. Emotion is the commitment. So is this making sense so far? Because I want to unpack this, because when you understand these concepts, the way that you approach your conversations, the way that you approach your appointments will be very different. And you're going to find way more people that say yes and don't change. And so this is the commitment piece. So let's talk about the climax. This is the price reveal. Your price reveal is your story's climax. It's the peak tension. So in every story, you have to create tension and then a release. The homeowner's brain floods with cortisol, which is this stress emotion, stress hormone, and adrenaline, which is the focus hormone. And at that moment, the brain's job is survival, not decision. Survival starts to flood their brain. And that's why so many of the objections that you hear, that's why they come up so often, because we've stopped there and we're flooding their brain with cortisol, the stress emotion or stress hormone, and adrenaline, the focus emotion. And so now they're focus. And remember, homeowners have the most convenient short-term memory on the planet, because the second they see your price, they've forgotten everything you've talked about up until that point, because that's all that matters in the moment, because the brain is firing off these hormones that are keeping them locked in this focus. So it's our job to handle that. We're going to pause. So how do we do that? Sam, how do we do that? We're going to pause. We're going to let it breathe. The second money comes out, I talk about it like this. It's like smoking meat. You want to go low and slow. So we're going to pause. We're going to let it breathe. And so when we see that happening, even a good word track for you could be something like, you know, this is a real investment and I completely understand that reaction. So it's okay. It's okay. Whatever comes up, your attitude and tonality is, it's no big deal. We'll figure it out. And so what we have to do is, once we've paused and let it breathe for a minute, let them have their emotions, let them have their feelings about it, because they're real and they're valid. Then we re-anchor back to the pain that we're solving, and then we're going to re-anchor into the solution, because we've got to get them stuck off a high center, and that's the section I'm going to get to next. So here's a couple of examples. Remember when you said your daughter couldn't sleep because of the noise? This is what solves that forever. So reminding them about the problem and the permanent solution. So we have to show a positive future. Here's a simple one. And apply whatever you need to. Be creative. I know your brains are creative. Apply it to whatever the conversation is and whatever your industry is, whatever you're selling. But imagine tonight is going to be quiet, comfortable, and peaceful. So price is the mountaintop moment, but we can't stop there. We've got to guide them safely down off of that mountain. So how do we do that? How do we get them off of high center? So when price hits, I'm going to breathe for a second, grab a drink, because we just covered a bunch of stuff really quickly. I hope you're getting some value from this. I know every time I train this in person with people, this is a big moment, because they start to understand the process a whole lot better. So when price hits, homeowners mentally get stuck on the mountain. They get stuck right at the peak up there. So it's our job to get them moving again. So what we have to do is reconnect them to the emotion and the story. The sale doesn't die at the price. It's just going to pause for a minute, and it is your job and your responsibility as a professional. We've got to hit play again. The story is paused for a moment. It's paused on price. We have to hit play to finish the story. We've got to finish the movie. So how do we do it? We've got to use some contrast language. So here's a couple of examples. We could, instead of once this is fixed, right now. So right now, So there's a couple of examples. Once this is fixed, we're going to use right now. So the other one is, you know, here's another example. Every day you deal with this is the pain versus, think about it this way, every day after this problem is gone. So the minute price happens, we shift our focus from talking about the problem to talking about the resolution, and our language wants to change to match that. So now, won't it feel great to know that you're never going to have to deal with this again type of language? So yes, I know how corny that sounds. Sometimes it fits, sometimes it doesn't. Change it to your conversation, the way you speak in your language, to make it appropriate. But the thing is, pain gets their attention. Pleasure keeps the commitment. So that's the contrast language. This is the 70-30 rule. Revisit pain for clarity and then inspire with the pleasure. Revisit the problem and then re-inspire with not just the solution is not the things you're doing to solve it. The solution is what the experience is going to be like after that work is done. So pain gets their attention and pleasure keeps the commitment. So here's how we close the story. Here's the resolution. So every great story resolves with peace, understanding, and a clear next step. So in sales, this is where you're going to bring your homeowners back to emotion, the why they're doing it. Remember, so there's another episode where I talked about finding the tipping point. When you understand the tipping point, that's why you're doing, why you're there. It's not just what you're looking at, it's why are you looking at it. And so when we bring them back to that emotion, what that's going to do, we've got to reinforce both motivations. Pain, this ends the frustration you've been living with. Pleasure, and this gives you comfort and control every day. Pain versus pleasure. So then we're going to end the narrative. So this is the wrap up for ending that narrative. So let's make today the day you turn the page and start the new chapter, the one where the problem is gone. That's a story type narrative to wrap it up. Make it yours. I'm not here to say you have to use this line exactly. None of these are direct scripts. I'm giving you ideas so you can modify into your own language. So here's the brain science recap behind this. When both the logical and emotional brain are satisfied, then what we have instead of cortisol and adrenaline, now we start to release dopamine and oxytocin, which that is where they're going to start to feel relief, not pressure. And that's what real closing feels like. Not pushing, but it feels peaceful because now they can see the resolution in their problem, the resolution in the story. That's when the brain starts to release those emotions and closing becomes easy that way. So every sales appointment tells a story. You're not just quoting prices, you're guiding emotions. So when you understand the 70-30 rule and the emotion, logic, emotion flow, what's going to happen is you'll stop selling products and to start leading transformations. The more that you can lead a transformation, the more you're going to close at higher tickets, higher close rates, and happier clients with less cancellations, with less buyer's remorse, less talking them off the ledge. So logic builds comfort, emotion builds commitment. Your job is to finish the story. So let's recap this real quick. The sales appointment follows the story arc setup. So we've got the story arc. So it's setup, tension, climax, and then resolution. 70% of buyers act to avoid pain, 30% act for pleasure. We have to speak to both sides of the same coin. People buy on emotion, justify it with logic, and re-justify that logic with another piece of emotion. So without that final emotional step, we get buyer's remorse. The close isn't at the price, it's in the peace that comes after that. And so, if this has helped you rethink how to lead your buyer's emotional journey, share it with your team. I know that there are plenty of people that need to hear this. So make sure to share. Also, if you've gotten value from this podcast or from the podcast at all, I would love a review. Go to Google and search Close It Now and leave me a Google review. You can go to Apple Podcasts and leave me a 5-star review on both places. Would ask for a review on Spotify as well. You can leave comments and review there as well now. And make sure to grab your guerrilla marketing guide. That is Door, the number 2, DoorInstitute.com. And make sure to subscribe. Go to YouTube, like, and subscribe. This comes out all the time. And if you've never joined the Facebook group, I'm actually about to do a couple trainings for the Facebook group that will only live inside the Facebook group. And so make sure to hop in there, because I do free training in there all the time as well. And it's a great community. We're at, I think, like 2,700 people now at time of recording. And it's a massive amount of value. It's a positive place. Nobody gets torn down. We always support each other. In fact, I had to give a warning to a guy the other night. His ego was showing up and he started to be a jerk. I said, listen, our community, you get one warning. After that, you go to the block party. We do not have time for negativity in here. It's positive. We encourage, we support, we help. And so go join the Facebook group. It's a great community. And the main thing is that I want you to remember is success happens at the speed of implementation. So the faster you learn things, but most importantly, don't just learn them, start to implement, you will so much quicker become someone worth buying from.
You've been listening to the Close It Now podcast. Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement, and at the same time, covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth, proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at The Real Close It Now and on Facebook at Close It Now. See you next time.